Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.
Welcome back to Circles of Change. At the top of the hour, we've got two terrific guests and their personal journeys of change as well as their books and businesses to share with us. Susan Hirschman, welcome to the line. How are you this morning?
I'm great, thank you.
Terrific. Well, her book is really a catchy title. Does This Make My Assets Look Fat? A Woman's Guide to Financial Empowerment and Success. Let me give a brief introduction. Susan's president of the consulting firm She Limited. She focuses globally and to improve the working relationships between financial advisors and their clients. Her background is obviously financial services. It's both broad and unique, from a slew of designations and work experience, meaning certified financial planner, as well as certified financial advisor, CPA, and an MBA with a concentration in taxation. Working for J.P. Morgan and KPMG for many years, Susan is a frequent speaker at wealth management conferences throughout the country. She's been quoted in numerous publications, spanning the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Forbes, and Kiplinger's, and also interviewed on national TV and radio business news shows from CNBC, CNN, Fox, to ABC, and now, of course, Circles of Change, right? Susan gives back to the community via being on the board of various organizations, the Certified Planner Board, Women in Need, and Healthy Children, Healthy Futures. She's obviously a wealth expert on various websites and also author of the 2010 book that's gotten great reviews and really shows Susan's passion for helping women who are hungry for financial smarts. Her book, Does This Make My Assets Look Fat? A Woman's Guide to Finding Financial Empowerment and Success. And I love the play on words, hungry for financial smarts, and the fact that throughout your table of contents, there's all this reference to food. So why wouldn't we pick it up?
Exactly. You got it. So the basic concept of the book is to make what I like to say the unfamiliar, which is investing, something very familiar. And when I sat down to write the book, I was like, okay, what is a common experience that most women share? And I always say I looked down at my lap and I was like, oh, dieting. And when I really put pen to paper, it was amazing to me the synergies or the parallels between healthy dieting and investing. And it occurred to me that, wow, if a woman is so familiar with healthy dieting, we all know how to do it. It's not that we necessarily do it, but we all know how to do it. You know what? We all know how to invest. And so my whole goal is to build confidence in people's competence that they don't even realize they have.
Well, you know, in your opening introduction, though, it really spells out the challenge of this whole space, of course, Susan, and thank goodness talented individuals like you have stepped into the space. And that is, you know, the investment market and products are just so increasingly more complex. There's almost too many choices out there. You know, and also your one poignant fact you said, though, that really makes me take pause is that there's an increasing number of women really controlling more and more of the wealth in America.
Yeah, and there's an increasing number of women that are living alone.
Yes.
So, you know, combined with those two things, it really makes it that much more important to what I like to call be engaged with your finances. And so that doesn't mean that you're picking stocks and bonds. That doesn't mean you're following, you know, you're watching CNBC every day. What that means is really basic three things. One is that you know what you have. Where are you today? You know what you want. What is it that you're trying to achieve? And you have a plan to get there. That's it. That's the basic core of healthy investing.
Well, a challenge for many of us who've had the good fortune of having 401k programs, particularly if they were managed then within our companies, is, you know, we just blindly let the deduction happen. And then someday you wake up and say, wait a minute, what is this stuff?
Exactly, exactly. And that's why it's, you know, when people just, I always say to people, like, your wealth is like your child, right? It's part of the essence to your happiness. And I always ask women, I'm like, when I speak, I said, would you, like, let your child just grow up by themselves without any guidance, without any watching, without any oversight? And, of course, the answer is no. I was like, so why would you do that with your wealth?
Well, so now you've gotten our attention on at least two fronts, and that would be our diet, our children, and then your clever title of saying my fat assets.
Yes.
To also tell me this is also linked in ultimately to my appearance. Okay, you got my attention, Susan.
Great. And that's really what, you know, when, so I always say to people, like, we can have, here's one area in our life where it's amazing and we could be really proud to be fat. So embrace your fatness with your assets.
I love that.
And
where'd you find your passion for this whole literacy topic?
Yeah.
Where'd it come from?
I think from a few different areas. One, is really from growing up, and my mother, there were four children in my family, three were girls, and my mother used to always take the girls into her bedroom and always into her bedroom and look in her underwear drawer and always show us, she had an envelope with money in it, and she always said to us, you girls need to know about money. You girls always need to have a little secret stash set away for you. So that was the initial early messages I got about money. But more importantly, I've been in financial services for such a long time, for over 20 years, and it's a really male-dominated environment, right? And the language is even so male. And, you know, and as society, historically, women didn't have to. It wasn't really girlish, if you wanted to call it that, to get involved with your finances. But life has changed so much. And the responsibility for your wealth has switched so much to you as a person versus the government, versus your corporation, versus the company that you work for, that you have to be involved. And I always say I've just have seen just too many women over the years come into my office and be part of what I call the If Only Club.
Mm-hmm.
And what the If Only Club is they come in and they're like, if only I knew, if only I paid attention, if only I realized that I should have started saving earlier, if only I realized how much we were spending, if only I realized how aggressive my husband was invested, and on and on and on and on. And, you know, the unfortunate part of that is at that point, your choices are extremely limited. So planning, to me, is really about giving people personal freedom and personal choice, which I find, you know, for me are just really powerful, powerful things in my life.
Well, the other piece of it, Susan, yourself, having been personally being so involved in financial planning for others and for your own well-being, that you also know your change agenda isn't just to hit up with the clients, those of us having the money, but those we want to vest it with. Because it's not unlike women walking into a car dealership with their husband, is all the dealers and the salesmen focus the conversation 100% on the man.
Yes.
And so thus, the same way, you walk into a financial planner, ladies, listen up, you make sure to take your stake in that conversation and maybe even ask for two separate meetings at some point so that there isn't that, you know, condescending dialogue that I suspect many times the financial planners don't realize they're espousing this micro inequity.
Beyond exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so good. We're on the same page on that one. There.
And one of the, you know, in all honesty, when I used to travel and talk to advisors all over the country, even all over the world, to tell you the truth,
sure.
And I used to hear them say, my client and his wife, and his wife. And I would, like, grab them by the jacket. I'm like, she is your client. And, you know, and half of it is their fault and half of it is our fault, right? So we both, you know, I think we both need to take ownership in that. And what I like to say to women, and there's a whole chapter in the book about how to choose an advisor, is, you know, your advisor is your partner. And if you don't understand what they're saying to you, if they're not understanding or compassionate, if you want to call it that, or empathetic to your need for explanation, need for education, then guess what? That advisor is not a good advisor for you. And there's plenty others out there, and you need to find an advisor that works with you, right? Again, it's a partnership to meet your goals best way possible.
Oh, you know, and I can see some of these books about, like Deborah Tannen's book about conversations and about Patricia Heim, He Said, She Said.
Yes.
And that, you know, the differences in the working world. You know, us women, we like to ask and need to ask a lot of questions.
Exactly.
Whereas the men, oh, by the way, I know they need to ask the questions, but they're more apt to make it up until they know they need to figure it out after the fact.
You know, it's so funny. Right? Yes. I mean, I love that you mentioned this because, in fact, I developed a training program for advisors. And basically it's for male advisors, but it's for female advisors as well. And to really understand the differences, to Deborah Tanner's point, right? The small differences in communication. And one of my favorite stories about questions is I was talking at a conference and I was talking just about this issue. And this advisor raised her hand and she said, I just have a great story. My partner and I were in a client meeting. And my partner's a male, and he thought the meeting was going fantastic.
I know where you're going with this.
And he said to me, we're going to close this. And I said to him, we are not going to close this. And then when push came to shove, they did not close it. And he said to her, how did you know? And she said, she didn't ask any questions.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so women ask questions. They need to understand. And when someone doesn't ask questions, it means they're not buying what you're telling them.
So I can imagine the leg up you have in your business, Susan, just bringing who you are to the party, this knowledge of both sides, as well as, you know, the empathy towards the investment group, women and otherwise.
Yes.
So do you think this whole financial services environment now is going to realize the power of diversity even amongst their ranks to win, woo, and keep their clients?
I mean, they are really trying.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
There's a lot of programs. There's a lot of thought going on in the larger firms and the smaller firms about diversity because they understand it, that, you know, the world or the United States is incredibly diverse and getting more and more diverse every day. And personal finance, where it used to be very transactional, it used to be, let me tell you about this stock,
right.
And it now it's really about wealth planning, and it's really about understanding people and their needs and their goals. So you have to have a diverse group of people that understand where people's thinking comes from, because so much of successful investing is about your personal mindset. And I always, like, one of my favorite questions I like to ask people is, what does money mean to you?
Sure, exactly.
Right? And so getting into someone's head is huge. And if you have, and understanding how someone grew up is very huge. So diversity is a huge, huge huge issue.
Yeah, and possibility to tap. You know, I'm sitting here smiling because one of the sponsors of our show, the Loft Lopez Retirement Income Specialist here based in Tucson, the two gentlemen lead are the principals of the firm, and then they have three outstanding certified financial planners, three women, that really are the brains of the operation.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, guys, to make things happen. But it's interesting in the dynamic meetings we have, good for them, they always have their colleagues with them. So there's usually five or six of us in the room with my husband and I, and it's fascinating to watch, you know, the women sit there and not say anything, but then suddenly they're the ones that make the one comment that changes the tone of the table. Well, you know, again, your book, the whole idea of, you know, how fat are my assets, how's it been received so far? I suspect it's a real engine for your speaking engagements, but others that have come back to you, what kind of reactions are you getting?
You know, it's been really so lovely and so positive and really and rewarding. I mean, one woman who lives in Arizona, as a matter of fact, you know, her husband passed away recently, and a family member gave her my book, and because she was and her husband was an advisor,
okay.
And she said, but my advisors are talking to me like my husband, and I'm not an advisor. I don't understand anything that's really going on. And she called my family member who gave her the book and said the book saved her life. It really gave her insight into what they're talking about. And I love that people come up to me. One of the ways I make the unfamiliar familiar is I compare the asset classes, like stocks, bonds, that type of thing, mm-hmm. to food groups. Like
you bet.
Right, so stocks equals carbohydrates, and I talk about that. And I love when people come up to me. This one woman came up to me, and she said, you know, I never knew the difference between small cap stocks and large cap stocks. And it's been explained to me a million times, but and I use as a metaphor for small cap stocks a bagel and for large cap stocks a sweet potato.
Mm-hmm.
And I can go into detail as why. But using that metaphor, she's like, I finally get it. I see it. I understand it. So that those episodes or those responses are just so rewarding, and that people are actually understanding. And what I feel in my speaking engagements, also people leave happy.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. They see some positive hope through all this morass of challenge. Yeah,
exactly. And you know, and I try, and my whole goal is to show you that A, you already know a lot more than you think you do,
mm-hmm.
and B, it doesn't take hours and hours and hours, and C, just like you don't need a PhD in nutrition to understand healthy dieting, you don't need to have an MBA in finance,
let alone one with a CPA and a concentration in taxation like you have. Oh my goodness, what a combo. Well, you know, I mentioned earlier, right when I introduced you, this fact that there are too many choices out there.
Mm.
Regardless, we still have a big challenge. I mean, there's a wonderful new book out called The Art of Choosing by Sheena Ivanar, and it talks about how, in fact, the classic study mentioned is the Vanguard company, that what happened when they started offering more choices, that actually fewer people were enrolling in the 401k programs.
Exactly.
So it's just befuddling. So,
yes.
So how can your book help that whole dynamic? I mean, I'm going to get the basics. I understand the food groups. But I still go look at, oh, my gosh, look at that list.
Yeah.
Where do I go?
Yes. It's a great question. So the first thing that I think most people need to understand are, what are those products? Because there's so much confusion out there. And one of the analogies I use is, I say to people, if you want to understand the difference between a mutual fund, an ETF, and a variable annuity, you can, if you've ever purchased orange juice, you can understand the difference. And people are like, what? I go, let me ask you something. And so usually if I have props, I'll have a can of orange juice, a carton of orange juice, and a bottle of orange juice. And so I ask people, right, here's a carton, a can, and a bottle. What's inside each of these things? Orange juice. What's different about that orange juice? Is there anything different? No. What's different? The packaging.
And so then
I'm like, okay, so why do you buy one package over the other? They're specific attributes. And so when we say it like that and break it down into that, then they get, okay. So I said, so step one is to understand what's underneath. Step two is to understand what is the attribute of that package. And then once you understand that, right, then you can go on and do research as to which ones and how should you choose various funds and products. And, you know, now there are a lot of do-it-for-me types of products out there that, especially in people's 401k plans, like target-based retirement funds and target-based age funds, those types of things.
Sure, 529s.
That do it for you. I mean, and can you do it better yourself? I don't know, but are you going to do it better yourself? Really is the key question.
Yeah, particularly knowing the time and the discerning process and the mix.
Well, exactly.
Well, your book obviously is targeted for women, given its subtitle and fun analogies, although I think guys are just as much into the food, but you would need a couch potato chapter, I think, here. Something linked up with football games and the like.
Yes.
If I wasn't stereotypical for Zara, I don't know what was. But really, your book really should be read regardless of gender, and in particularly age. I love the fact you right away said this should be a book that should be read by grandmothers, mothers, aunts, young daughters.
Yes.
To plant these seeds early.
Exactly. That is one of the reasons why I really focused on women, because it's about, you know, we see how our economy is and all this stuff, I mean, to get philosophical, but it's really what you see in generation after generation. It, typically, right, it's the mothers that really teach those life lessons.
I was going to say the young ladies and the young men.
Yeah,
right.
To the children.
Mm-hmm.
And if the women have a really strong, powerful education on it, they'll pass it along. So the generation after us, or two generations from now, will not have this struggle because of their mothers and grandmothers teaching them now.
Yeah, right on. You know, the other thing that strikes me, of course, too, is the topic here really transcends not just genders and, you know, age groups, but also nationalities and
yes.
races. So I'm wondering, are you looking forward to your book being translated into multiple languages? Because I think the French would have different food group categories here for you.
They would.
And the Chinese and the Indians as well. But we might want to work on that one a little bit, Susan.
That's very, very true. But the UK is interested in it,
right.
So maybe more meat and potatoes. I don't know.
No, actually, they get a lot of international food there to survive the UK food. Again, my biases come out.
Well, I was in China, and there was a Starbucks.
Yep, bingo, of course, of course.
And Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Well, I really commend you for the venture you put on. Tell me, you know, like I hear from so many authors, this is your first book, correct?
Yes.
Although I know you've done a lot of writing, and obviously are a tremendous presence in the media, is that people always tell us that, you know, it's one thing to give birth to this beautiful child, your book, but it's another to watch it grow up and to see where it's pulling you. So tell me about your business and your practice. How do you see it unfolding and furling right now with the engine of your book in the mix?
Yeah, I mean, really, it's there's two sides to it, and you really hit on both of them in this conversation. And one side is really trying to speak at as many women events as possible and spread the message. Mm-hmm. And really, I speak at corporate women's groups, small networking groups, all those different types of things, and really spread the message of financial literacy and talk mm-hmm. about how easy it is to understand using the premise of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other side of the equation is I'm fascinated by the concept of gender differences in communication
mm-hmm.
and really trying to work with advisors
right.
to help them be more effective in their understanding of the opposite sex in their communication styles. And obviously it's, you know, it's an art and it's a skill that needs to be developed, but trying to give people some insights so on both sides, right? So
right.
advisors, you know, work better with their clients, and on the other side, the education of the clients, doing what I'm trying to do on the other side, is that the clients end up working better with their advisors.
And they know how to draw it. And I'd suggest another venue for you to put on your list for the future.
Yes.
And that is to go right at the epicenter of the education process for the financial planners.
Yes.
To equip that right, and whether that be at the business school level or
yes.
undergraduate school level, you got a tiger by the tail. Well, Susan Hirschman, thanks so much for joining us. Please take a good look for her book, Does This Make My Assets Look Fat? A Woman's Guide to Finding Financial Empowerment and Success. You can look that up at www.myfatassets.com. Susan, thanks a lot for joining us. Good luck to you, and we'll look forward to keeping track of things.
Pleasure. Thank you.
You bet. Great
Bye.
Afternoon. Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll-free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, 877-544-2580.